Am I audible? Can you hear me at the back? Let me greet all the saints in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We are in the business of depopulating hell and populating heaven. Hallelujah. God can do without us. Yet he loves us so much that he wants us to be with him. So Jesus indeed saves. Jesus saves. Something that I came across this afternoon that caught my attention, it just disappeared. Where is it? All right. And this was powerful for me. Then let me share with you. When ministry becomes performance, then the sanctuary becomes a theater. The congregation becomes an audience. Worship becomes an entertainment. And men's applause and approval becomes the measure of success. In trying to summarize this, I can simply say that we are struggling or battling between two places, holy place and Hollywood. Did you hear that? How many places? Which one? Which one seems to be attracting? Which one do we love most? Are we serious about going to heaven? Anyway, thank you so much, and Dr. Mongwe, our resident pastor. And also, thank you so much for those that are visiting us for the first time. I want to believe that you have been welcomed today as visitors, and then tomorrow, you are part of us. What does the church say? And all of us will be reminding one another and encouraging each other that Jesus indeed saves. Without wasting time, I want us to look at our key text. That is Matthew chapter 1, verse 21. The Bible says, "And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." May the good Lord bless the reading of his word. Amen. As we bow our heads, as we pray, gracious Lord, we are not worthy to stand. We are not worthy to be here. But your grace that is sufficient has carried us here. Our prayer is that there is no other name that can save us than the name of Jesus. Speak through me in the process. I should also be among those that will be saved. Bless each one of us, and we pray for Impact Gauteng, Impact Garden Harvest, and all the campaigns that are happening right now. Let your will be done in Jesus' name. Amen. In conclusion, I will need 7 children. Hallelujah. 7 children. I want them to be steady and ready. I see 1, 2, 3, 4. I will need 7. Aha. Thank you. So you'll be ready. Hallelujah. Now, the problem that Christianity is facing is that those that are holy can't stand sinners. Did you hear that? those that have received the light, those that have tasted the grace of God, those that once had a challenge, but God's grace found them, after that, they cannot stand those that are struggling. In other words, have you seen that saints are better than Christ himself? Have you noticed that sinners find joy attracted to Christ the Savior, running to him? But yet, holy people, sinners are running away from them. Are you following? Have you ever come across a holy person that when he comes towards you, you feel like hiding and running away? And sometimes when you're eating your food, the holy people will come and you feel like hiding, sometimes even going into your boot, because you are afraid of the holy people. But the Bible says here, she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. I want to submit to you that what you are doing and what you are going through, it is not strange. God already saw it from the other side. So the Bible says, you will name him Savior. Because what is he going to do? From what? So in other words, we are here. I came across a statement that says the church is a hospital. Are we together? But then it went on and says, but some patients are not responding to the medication. So what kind of the hospital is it? Do you stop going to the hospital because some patients are not responding to the medication? We keep what? We keep coming. Are we together? Because Jesus, his name is Savior. So the moment you say Jesus, you are simply saying, save me. You and I, in our fallen condition, we need the Savior. To do what? To clean us. To help us. Because you cannot do it on your own. I cannot do it on my what? That's why somebody says, the things I used to do, I do them no more, because Jesus found me. But the problem with the holy people is that we are taught to live in the two worlds, the light and the darkness. Hallelujah. We are able to live in the two worlds. But Jesus is saying to you, you can't do that. No wonder why human beings, in our fallen condition, Romans 3:24 says, for all have what? And come short of the glory of God. The bishop have sinned. The pastor have sinned. All of us have come short of the glory of God. No wonder why we need him that is able to lift us up. Isaiah 59:2 says, but your iniquities have separated you from your God. In other words, when you cherish sin, you drift away from God. There is a gap. There is a separation. My favorite writer, Ellen White, in The Desire of Ages, she says, the plan for our redemption was not an afterthought. A plan formulated after the fall of Adam. It was a revelation of the mystery which has been kept in the silence through time's eternity. It did not take God by surprise. You know, sometimes we want to make people not to sleep. We say, when men fall into sin, then there was a meeting. Now, come on, somebody. But here, the plan of salvation was not what? Afterthought. He was slain from the foundation of this world. He died before the beginning began. The plan of salvation was already in place. No wonder why we say Jesus saves, because there is a consequence of sin. Romans 6:23 says, for the wages of sin is what? But the gift of God is eternal life. Through who? Jesus Christ. That's why John 10:10 says, I have come that I may have what? Life. Not just life, but abundant life. And I heard people say, I'm enjoying life. It is temporary. But Jesus gives abundant life. Augustine taught that sin not only separates. Did you hear that? It does not just separate us from God, but it enslaves humanity, requiring divine intervention. No pastor, no bishop, no mother, no father can do it for you, but Jesus himself. God's solution is Jesus. That's why the Bible says in Luke chapter 19:10, for the Son of Man is come to do what? To seek and to save that which is lost. Oh, hallelujah. No wonder why when you quickly go to John chapter 6, verse 11-12, after the feeding of 5,000 men, excluding women and children, after they ate and they were full, then the Bible says, gather all the leftovers so that nothing is lost. Are we together? Then the Bible says, they collected how many baskets? 12, so that nothing is lost. Heaven is in the business to make sure that no one is what? Gather all the fragments so that nothing is lost. Heaven is interested in your affairs. Are you interested in the heavenly affairs? John 3:16, for God so what? What did he do? His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not what? But have what? This life is real, and this life is free. When you look at the cross, it is the stupidity of God at its best. Just for you and me to be counted worthy. Oh, hallelujah. So when you look at the cross, you see the stupidity of God at its best. Oh, hallelujah. Getting out of my notes, even those who are married, oh, hallelujah. Husband and wife, if both of them are wise, there's a problem. Did you hear that? If both of them are wise, there's a what? So to make it, one must be stupid. And then when you ask me, how are you doing it in your marriage? I will say, I chose to be stupid. I don't know about you, Dr. Mongwe. But as for me, hallelujah. So when you look at the cross, I'm saying to you, I am saying to us, it does not make sense for God to hang on the tree that he created. For a human being that he created. For what? Heaven had to lose it because of the love. So that nobody is lost. Sometimes you may think you are enjoying life. You may think you are doing God a favor. I want to remind you, it is God who's doing me, who's doing you a favor. And I thank God for that favor. Desire of Ages, page 25 again, Ellen White writes and says, Christ was treated as we deserve, that we might be treated as he deserves. He suffered your pain. He took your agony so that you can be better. There is power in the name of Jesus. Redemption story that when men sinned, even the angels wanted to come in to help. But Hebrews 9:22, without the shedding of blood is no remission of sins. Nor any other blood, not of the goat, lamb, a bull, but the blood of the lamb, Jesus himself. No wonder why Martin Luther emphasized on sola fide, faith alone, in Christ atoning work, rejecting human effort for salvation. In other words, you are coming here, your reading of the Bible does not save you, but it's just the act of faith, believing in the name of Jesus, that I'm already saved. Oh, hallelujah. Do you know that you're already saved? Even though you are messing up, even though I am messing up, but I am already saved because Jesus hung on that cross and paid for my sins. Do you believe that you are saved? Do you believe that you are saved? You cannot save yourself. Your deeds are act of faith because of salvation is in Christ Jesus. Ephesians 2:8-9. For by grace are you saved through faith. And that not of yourselves, but it is what? The gift of what? Imagine you have not worked for it. You are given a what? A gift. Salvation is a gift from who? What you need to do? Accept it, believe in it, and live it. Because Romans 10:9 says, if thou shalt confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. In other words, our salvation is in Christ Jesus. Step to Christ, page 67 says, it is the first step in the path of obedience to God to have faith in Jesus Christ as our sacrifice and our advocate. Obedience to who? To God. No wonder why obedience is better than what? So God does not care much of what you can do for him if you cannot obey him. That's why there's a song that says, trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Friends, the name of Jesus, as we sing the theme song, Jesus Saves, it is true, and I want you to believe it. Acts chapter 2:38 says, repent and be what? Baptized, every one of you, in the name of what? Of Jesus Christ, for the remission of what? Of sins. Everything revolved around the name of what? Of Jesus. No one loves you more than Jesus. I am told a quote that says, men are full of promises, but no performance like an old car. Women are quick to believe in the words of men, but most of us, we find it difficult to believe in the name of Jesus. But we can take each other to the moon. I'm told of the two lovers in their romantic stages. Hallelujah. I really don't know when people are starting to date. They want to see each other more often. Oh, hallelujah. They want to stay together. But when they are married, hallelujah, in the house, there are many sofas, when they try to come close together, the other one will say, "Don't you see the other chair?" But when the person was far away, that desire, that willingness to be here, hallelujah. Sometimes you even ask a question, when are you visiting your parents? Am I talking to someone here? You just want, no wonder why you're here. So this couple in the romantic stage, the person says, "I will die for you." Hallelujah. "I will what?" And I'm told that they went to a game reserve, and then as they were enjoying, looking at the animals, they heard a lion roaring. And guess who was the first one to run? The man ran and left the woman. He promised, "I will die for you." But the lion was not even coming to their side. And after a while, the man came back from hiding. "Honey, how are you? How are things?" "And women are good to remind you your promise." Says, "You promise you'll die for me." And the man in his wisdom says, "Yes, I will die for you, but not from the lion." What am I trying to say to you? That there's no one who loves you more than Jesus, who was willing to give his life for you and for me. I can tell you, you can love your wife. You can love your husband. You can love your children. But when death strikes, the closer you can go is just to the grave and to see the coffin, the casket, going 6 feet underground. Oh, hallelujah. We had a conversation with my wife. Hallelujah. So we were asking, so my wife asked me a question, very interesting question, Doc. Then she says to me, if she dies, will I marry? Oh, hallelujah. That's a very interesting question. So, and then prayerfully, hallelujah. So God revealed the answer to me. And I said, if I say no, there's a problem. If I say yes, there's a what? And then I said, but I know one thing. The Bible says, the dead know not. So whether I marry or not, you will not know. Let's enjoy life. I want to say to you, it doesn't matter how much you love that person. You'll never give up your life. But the man Jesus hanged on the cross for you and for me, so that one day we can be in the kingdom. So the Bible says, you shall give birth to a son, and you shall call him Jesus. He will save his people from their sins. Hallelujah. So can we give a summary of the gospel and then we close? 7 guys, kids, come, children, come please quickly. Jesus saves. 7, come. I wanted 7, but I want you earlier, guys. Come on, now it's your time. We want to be doing the prayer so that, come on, 7. We just need 7. Hallelujah. All right. Stand here nicely. Come. Stand here. We can see them. 7. I need 7. One. How many are there now? I just need 7. All right. You can sit down. Thank you so much. You can sit there. Anyway. Okay. All right. Are we together? So the whole concept, the whole issue of the gospel, salvation, and everything that we're going to be doing is just summarized in this illustration. Are we together? Are we together, friends? Our visitors, are we together? Don't forget this. So we are going to give them names, hallelujah, just for this illustration. Don't call them after this. You'll be sinning. Hallelujah. So we are going to call her Sin. What are we going to call you?
Sin.
What are we going to call her? Sin. We are going to call this one law. What are we calling you?
Law.
This one? This one? Then we are going to call this one grace. This one is what? Then we are going to call this one Jesus. Who is this one? We are going to call this one the gospel. Who are we going to call this one? We are going to call this one the preacher, the pastor, the bishop. How, hallelujah, bishop, are you okay? And you're going to call this one a church. Are we together? So walk with me. All right. So the whole concept, where's Jesus? Here, right? So sin is actually the breaking of the what? Come with me now. Sin is the breaking of the what? And the law is the knowledge of what? Are we together? Sin is the breaking of the what? And the law is the what? Grace is the forgiveness of what? Which is the breaking of the what? The law, which is the knowledge of what? So Jesus died because of what? Which is the forgiveness of what? Which is the breaking of the what? Which is the knowledge of what? So the gospel is the story of what? Who died because of what? Grace, which is the what? Forgiveness of what? Sin, which is the breaking of the what? So the preacher preaches the what? Which is the what? Who died because of what? Grace, which is the what? Sin, which is the what? So when the preacher preaches the gospel, what happened to the people? They come to the what? Are you with me? So our responsibility is not to sugarcoat the gospel. Oh, hallelujah. So the preacher must preach the what? The gospel. Which is the story of what? Who came because of what? Which is the forgiveness of what? Which is the breaking of the what? And law is the knowledge of what? So that's why we are here. And that's what the impact Gauteng is all about. So that when the gospel is preached, we want people to come to church as the agent of salvation. The search team, the rescue vehicle, how, hallelujah, waiting for the coming of the Lord. Are we together? So the moment you say, you take out sin, what happened? You go and sit down. So that's sin. We said that grace because of what? Which is the breaking of the what? So the moment there's no sin, what happened to the law? If the law is not there, what happened here? So if there's no grace, what happened here? If there's no Jesus, what happened here? If there's no gospel, what happened to the preacher? Preaches gossip. Are we together? And if there's no preacher, what happened here? And if there's no change, what happened to the second coming? So all these things, they revolved around one name. The name of Jesus. Jesus saves you. Is it your prayer? I don't know what you are sinking in. I don't know what you are struggling with. I don't know your sins, as you don't know even my sins. Hallelujah. But we are all here because of God's grace. Listen to the minister of healing as we land the plane. Christ's method alone will give a true success in reaching the people. The Savior mingled with men as one who desired their good. Those that have tasted the goodness of the Lord should not give up on those that are messing up. Did you hear that? I just want to remind us tonight. Jesus, whether you believe it or not, it is a genuine friend that you're going to count on. Hallelujah. Tonight, you can choose, because he has already paid the price for our sins. Will you accept his free gift of salvation? Acts 4:12 says, neither is there salvation in any other.